man. He's a...
Got plenty to do him.
Okay.
I don't know whether I'm right or not.
You all right? And if he, if he's, he really just doesn't have anything, and you want to say, well...
I'm sorry for him.
Right. He's a man that's...
Has worked hard.
Okay, and he's poor.
Still hasn't got anything.
Okay. And, if you have a lot of peach trees, a big field of peach trees, that's called a what?
Peach orchard.
If there's a big orchard there and you might ask somebody if that's his orchard, he might say, no, I'm just a neighbor, and that he's the man
that done it.
Okay. And then talking still about being rich or poor, you might say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a boy who
had plenty.
All right. An inside of a cherry is that little hard thing. What do you call that? A cherry. You know the fruit, a cherry, like you make cherry pies out.
Oh, yeah. That's a seed.
All right. And an inside a peach, is it the same?
Seed, too.
Okay. And what are the different kinds of peaches according to whether or not they come off the seed easily?
Clear seed.
If they come off
the seed, you know, just peel it or pull it wide open and it's clear.
Right. And if they won't peel off the seed easily, what do you call
they're
it?
They're not the clear seed.
Do you know any way?
You got to peel them and cut them up.
Right. Okay.
I bet you've been gone and you went over that thing so much.
Yeah, several times. All right. And if you, what do you call the part of an apple that's in the middle?
Core.
And did you ever, you told me about making dried apples and so forth. Did you ever call them snits, the little pieces of apple? No?
Mm-hmm.
You just said dried apples?
Dried apples.
Yes, all right.
We used to dry them.
Uh-huh.
We called them puffs then. We called them something else then. You know, just take a piece of dough, roll it out, and put that in there. It's already sweetened. They're the best thing.
Yes. Yes, that sounds good. And the kind of nuts that you pull up out of the earth and shake them and roast them are called?
Peanuts.
Okay. You know any other names for them? Peanuts?
Ground peas.
Okay. Do they call them that much around here?
Mm-hmm.
Butter?
Peanuts and ground peas, too.
Okay. And what other kind of nuts are there around here that you might have?
Pecans. I believe that's the only kind that I know of around here.
What other kinds do you sometimes maybe buy at the store?
Got grapes.
What other kinds of nuts? Are there any other kind of nuts?
Yeah, there's other kinds, but I can't remember the name of them.
What about?
I don't ever buy any because I can't chew them and I don't.
Right. Did you ever have any walnut around here?
Walnuts. Yeah, we used to have that time in the country.
Would you have the kind you had to break the shell off of?
Yeah, I remember that now. You brought that to my mind.
And your hands would get off?
It just stuck up. It'd be black.
Right. What would you, you had the outside part of it and you'd break that off and then there'd still be the hull inside. What did you call that part? Do you remember that you broke off?
It's hull.
The hull, okay. And what about another kind of nut that's used sometimes in cooking? It's long and flat shaped, and kind of like the your eye, and the shell's real soft and flat.
Is that a pecan?
Well, and I know about pecans, but is there another one too, an almond?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
And the pecans, they have different names here, some of them, you know.
Right. Do you ever use almonds? No.
Mm-hmm.